property. Overall, regarding your material possessions, your property, how does it reflect your internal sense of worth? What do you think your stuff says to other people? I don't really care what it says to other people. I like my stuff because I like my stuff. Answer number one. From what people see, they think I'm worth more than I really am. I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. Two, and I know people who do that. They'll spend lots of money on bling when they can barely buy groceries. Priorities. Two, my sense of worth would be shattered if I lost my home, natural disaster, fire, etc., or if I was cleaned out by thieves. My sense of worth wouldn't be, but boy, would I be sad if I lost my stuff. Because there's a lot of memories attached to it. In fact, if you go back to the first post on my Pay Me What I'm Worth, I shared a lot of the meaning that I have attached to some of my stuff. I talked about that. Number three, I'm learning to let go of more stuff. I'm worth better health and peace of mind. That is a lesson I have learned. If I'm finished with it and I don't cherish it, I let it go, often selling it to get some of my money back, or give it to Goodwill, because that's a good thing to do too. And four, less is more. I live simply so others may simply live. I know I'd be fine if I ever lost all my stuff for whatever reason. I am not a simple liver. I have to admit, I've got my stuff and I like my stuff. Now, the interesting thing here is I'm going to lean toward three. I'm learning to let go of more stuff. That said, there's some stuff I would cling to because of the emotional value, and it has nothing to do with what other people think. I don't care what other people think about my stuff. I mean, I'll share it with them, and if they love it too, that's great. It's more about sharing the love I have for that stuff than it is about what they think of my worth because of the stuff. Does that make sense?
It does. So what you're telling me then is your sense of worth would be diminished if your building burned down and you lost everything.
My worth, no. Not at all. Just because my stuff is gone doesn't mean I'm somehow unworthy. But I would miss it. I'm one of these people that I'm very kinesthetic.
Okay, go back and read the question.
Okay, overall, regarding your material possessions, how does it reflect your internal sense of worth?
Do you still want to pick number three?
I guess what I'm struggling here is because it's the statement, I live simply now, so others may simply live. And I wouldn't say that I live simply, but I don't think it has anything to do with worth. I think I'm kind of a collector.
You're discounting the last part of number four.
I know I'd be fine if ever I lost all my stuff for whatever reason. I'd be fine, but I'd be sad.
Forever?
No, not forever. I'd find new stuff to have memories.
But while you're sad, that chips away at your sense of worth, and you open up people to taking advantage of you.
Okay.
What I'm trying to get at with property is the number one issue around worth. And that is, going right back to chapter number one, putting you back in that space karma where you recognize. I love the fact that you are conscious of a split with, even though you love your material world, if your material world were to disappear, you would be fine. That's a sweet spot to be in. And what I'm trying to get across with Pay Me What I'm Worth is, karma, I've known people who, through a flood or tsunami or storm or fire, they lost it all.
Mm-hmm.
20, 30 years ago, they've never recovered.
Wow.
They are in victim mode because the insurance did this or the government did that or whatever the case may be. And they are living a life of what I call running out the clock.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their conscious choice. That's neither right or wrong or good or bad. But I guess I'm coming from the standpoint that when it comes from our material property world,
mm-hmm.
if there's something that is so important to me that if I lost it for whatever reason, it's going to decimate me. I have recognized I got an Achilles heel that's huge.
Yeah.
And what I hear you saying is, I think your answer is actually number four.
Yeah.
Just because you're using the word less as in less physical stuff, and you don't want to give up your physical stuff, I hear that. But in my mind, what I hear you saying is you've come to terms that what you do have, if it were missing, you would, yes, you'd be sad for a short amount of time, but you would move on. That's a powerful place to be in.
Yeah. Because ultimately, the reason why I like most of my stuff is because of the memories attached to them. And just because the physical object isn't there doesn't mean the memories disappear unless I have an aneurysm or something.
Right. And then you wouldn't know what you're missing.
That's true. Very true. Very true.
This is a key question to our whole journey together. Property. Our stuff. And because our world is so focused on judging you based on what they see. Yeah?
Yeah. That's very interesting because I remember reading an article about the millionaire next door. And so many people think, oh, millionaires live in mansions and have yachts and live in big fancy houses, when many of them just live in ordinary houses because they're not trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yep.
They just have a lot of money because they do. And so they spend it on things that make them happy, like vacations and organic food and things like that.
Or philanthropic stuff.
Or philanthropic stuff, exactly. I know someone who, like, most of her income goes directly into her philanthropic work.
There's my very first teacher that I ever had in what I call my conscious spiritual awakening at age 12, I thought was a homeless bum.
Wow.
He stank. He really needed a shower. He had no car. Got around town on a rickety bicycle. Would not tell me where he lived to come visit him. When I did finally find out where he lived, again, I'm like, ew. As he allowed me to get to know him and he allowed me to see who he really is, he actually was supporting over 2,000 people a month. He paid their mortgages. He paid for their schooling. He paid for their medical insurance because he saw in them the potential.
Wow.
How many people do you know are paying for over 2,000 non-relatives for their personal, professional, spiritual growth?
Didn't know such a person existed.
I aspire to emulate him and double the number.
Yeah. Again, with priorities, which we talked about at some point.
Which leads us into our next question, reputation.
Okay, reputation.
So, what's your final answer on this one? Is it number 3 or number 4?
I went with number 4. Because I know I would be fine. I would be sad, but I would get over it. I mean, I've had stuff taken from me.
Uh-huh.
It's happened. It's like, and I go, damn, I wish that hadn't happened. But ultimately, I'll obviously surviving just fine.